Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Art's birthday. Life is a circus.
Join us!
Die Kunst hat Geburtstag gehabt. Am Freitag wurde sie 1.051 Jahre alt. Das haben wir vom Ö1 Kunstradio gefeiert, gemeinsam mit Musikerinnen und Künstlern vor Publikum im ORF-Funkhaus in Wien und live on air auf Ö1 und über Streams im Internet. Wir waren nicht die Einzigen in der ganzen Welt, vor allem in Europa und Kanada gibt es sogenannte Arts Birthday Parties, organisiert von Galerien, Künstlerinnen, Radios und Kulturinitiativen. Der Arts Birthday ist eine Erfindung des französischen Künstlers Robert Filliou, der 1963 vorgeschlagen hat, jedes Jahr am 17. Jänner die Kunst zu feiern, indem Kunst gemacht, gespielt, gesendet, ausgetauscht, gehört und gesehen wird. Mehr zum Hintergrund des Arts Birthday finden Sie auf
Radio. Kunstradio.at.
Die letzten Partys sind aufgrund der Zeitverschiebung gerade erst zu Ende gegangen. Während die Tortenreste aufgegessen, die leeren Champagnerflaschen weggeräumt und das Konfetti aus den Haaren gekämmt wird, wollen wir hier keine Katerstimmung aufkommen lassen. In Vorfreude auf das nächste Geburtstagsfest am 17. Jänner 2015 präsentieren wir heute einige der besten Momente des Arts Birthday 2014. In dieser Ausgabe des Kunstradios, zu der Sie Anna Socik begrüßt, hören wir hinein in Partys an anderen Orten, die über Webstreams oder Radio übertragen wurden, und wir hören uns ein paar Geschenke an, die die Kunst auf kunstradio.at erhalten hat. Seit 10 Jahren wird das internationale Arts Birthday Netzwerk erweitert durch die Ars Acoustica Gruppe. Das ist die Radiokunstgruppe innerhalb der Europäischen Rundfunkvereinigung EBU. Deren Mitglieder sind Redaktionen und Redakteure, die sich in ihren Programmen mit Radiokunst beschäftigen und diese produzieren. Am Arts Birthday bespielt die Ars Acoustica 2 Satellitenkanäle der EBU mit Live-Konzerten und Performances. Der SWR zum Beispiel hat ins E-Werk in Freiburg eingeladen, wo die österreichische Gruppe Radian auf den schwedischen Saxophonisten Mats Gustafsson getroffen ist. We'll be right back. Radian mit Mats Gustafsson, aufgenommen am 17. Jänner 2014 in Freiburg in Deutschland, eine Arts Birthday-Produktion des Südwestrundfunks. Das Kunstradio präsentiert heute einen Rückblick auf den Arts Birthday, den Geburtstag der Kunst, der jedes Jahr am 17. Jänner als vernetztes Festival gefeiert wird. Auf kunstradio.at sind dazu weitere Informationen und hier ist auch ein Geschenkepool eingerichtet, der von allen befüllt werden kann. Daraus spielen wir nun 4 kurze Hörstücke hintereinander. Sie sind von Janis Naev. Das Kunstradio feierte am Freitag gemeinsam mit anderen Radios und Organisationen den Arts Birthday 2014. Auf der Seite artsbirthday.net können alle Teilnehmerinnen ihre Veranstaltungen eintragen und wenn man seine Zeitzone eingibt, kann man herausfinden, welche Partys wann zugange sind. Eines der letzten Geburtstagsfeste für die Kunst fand in Louisville, Kentucky statt. Das Radiokunst-Webradio Art FM feierte mit einem 2-stündigen Stream, auf dem unter anderem dieser Birthday Blurb von Crank Sturgeon zu hören war. FM aus Louisville, Kentucky, USA, haben uns diesen Mitschnitt zur Verfügung gestellt. Sie hören das Ö1 Kunstradio mit einem Arts Birthday Rückblick. Wir präsentieren nun ein weiteres Geschenk an die Kunst. Es ist von Volkmar Klien und heißt Vertrauen in den Westen.
Thank you.
Volkmar Klieren, Vertrauen in den Westen. Wir drehen das Ohr nun in Richtung Osten, und zwar nach Russland. Da wurde von Alessia Rostovskaya What Odyssey Had Heard aufgeführt, ein Stück für Theremin und Phonogramm. Eine Produktion des russischen Radios live am 17. Jänner in Moskau. Nach Russland hören wir nun in eine Arts Birthday Party in Berlin hinein. Deutschland Radio Kultur hat die Performance Frequencies von Nicolas Bernier beigetragen.
EBU Ars Acoustica, Arts Birthday 2014. Jetzt live aus Berlin.
Frequencies von Nicolas Bernier wurde am Arts Birthday 2014, letzten Freitag, den 17. Jänner, in Berlin aufgeführt. Zeitgleich machte sich der Musiker und Radiomacher Bernard Clark im irischen Radio Gedanken über die Kunst, das Internet und das Radio. Radio is what we want it to be, so why isn't it then? Fragt Bernard Clark. Dieser Mitschnitt seines Arts Birthday Beitrags dauert 20 Minuten.
EBU Ars Acoustica Arts Birthday 2014. And now from Ireland, RTE Lyric FM, on my radio.
Right channel.
Voix droite.
Sorry, something on. Are we on?
This is Radio Pro Sample.
Right channel.
Voix droite.
La musica descends from the sky and sings. She commands all of our attention. She who can soothe troubled hearts and evoke Orpheus bids us listen and be silent. Where are you now and what are you doing? Listening is the strangest process. Unlike reading, where your eyes follow the story line by line and page by page, where you can skip between chapters, The experience of radio is entirely different. There is rarely a skipping ahead here, here in the eternal present. Stop. Those days are gone. Now it's lots. Stop.
stop.
Those days are gone.
Now it's Lots,
now it's
Radio.
Lots Radio.
We can always listen back.
Plutarch tells the story of a man who plucked a nightingale and, finding but little to eat, exclaimed, "You are just a voice and nothing more." Plucking the feathers of meaning that cover the voice, dismantling the body from which the voice seems to emanate, concentrating on the voice and nothing more. Here on Lots Radio, let's listen to new music and her place on your radio dial or hard drive.
Hier ist der Westdeutsche Rundfunk mit Nachrichten. 50 Atomkraftwerke sollen in der Bundesrepublik während der nächsten 10 Jahre errichtet werden.
Please input proper code and password. Unknown. End of recording.
The radio of the future, as imagined by the past, was filled with the promise of an undreamt of union across distance and time. Spiritualists and mediums really believed radio would provide a connection with the dead or other ethereal spirits. Were they wrong? Are they wrong? I wonder.
The founding of the state broadcaster in Ireland in 1926 didn't have those ambitions, but they did manage to make things just as fuzzy. And it's that ambiguity that we have inherited today. Douglas Hyde said at the opening of 2RN,
"A nation has not been made by an act of parliament. A nation is made from the inside itself. It is made, first of all, by its music, songs, games, and customs."
This broadcast over Radio Eden is really an exciting thing.
This helps to explain why, from the outset in Ireland, radio would serve the cultural agenda of Irish nationalism. Just as 2RN was going to air with Kaylee's, Carmen and Chickens, in Germany Bertolt Brecht was finishing a paper entitled "The Radio as an Apparatus of Communication." Brecht was concerned with the lack of collective participation in radio and its functions as a propaganda tool for the state. He elaborated on the problem. He wrote
that radio is one-sided when it should be two.
Wir sind nicht ausgezogen, um Polen zu erobern.
It is purely an apparatus for distribution, for mere sharing out.
Товарищи работницы, долгие века женщина была угнетена и бесправна.
Arise, ye starveling from your slums.
So, here is a positive suggestion. Change this apparatus over from distribution to communication. The radio would be the finest possible communication apparatus in public life, a vast network of pipes. That is to say, it would be if it knew how to receive as well as to transmit, how to let the listener speak as well as hear.
The term post-media comes to mind. Félix Guattari's visionary term, coined in 1990, the one which heralded a break with mass media's production of conformity and the dawn of a new age of media from below. Understanding how digital convergences was remaking television, film, radio, print and telecommunications into new hybrid forms, Guattari advocated the production of enunciative assemblages that break with the manufacture of normative subjectivities. Apparently, for Guattari and his often partner in crime, Gilles Deleuze, the assemblage offers a theoretical means to elaborate the multiple and collective dimensions of our unconscious. Not ego as subject, Deleuze writes, but rather these peoples who are in us and who make us speak and who are the source of our statements.
What would I had a voice? Where would I go? If I could go.
What would I say if I had a voice?
Who says this? Saying it's me.
Where would I go if I could go? Who would I be if I could be? What would I say if I had a voice? Who says this, saying it's me?
Acto, Beckett, you. Your voice. Something we all have. The sonic presence that permeates the urban soundscape and through radio, the universe of voices. Where we are continuously bombarded by voices. We who make our daily way through these voices, hacking through that, plotting compass and course for this. Your voice as a vehicle of meaning and even as a source of aesthetic admiration. Your voice as the lever of thought. But I can't hear you. I can only hear me, saying it's me. And, as we'll see, or hear, the history of radio and radio art in whatever country, region or territory basically remains the same. A struggle to overcome the enforcement of the seemingly arbitrary boundaries drawn by the often paranoid hands of the state.
Le caca!
Music is perceived as the definitive method in the arts of sound. Its establishment as such has served to stifle the other arts of sound. As if the origin, context and phenomenology of any given sound or noise can be measured only by its contribution to a renovation of Western art music. But consider this. Orpheus, celebrated for descending into hell and so on, was famous for other things before his infernal adventures. And one has to marvel at the way Orpheus dispatched his enemies. With a simple song and a strum of the lute, he dealt with sirens, dragons, beasts, and three-headed dogs. Music was not just a soothing, pacifying, and calming force. It was also humiliating, violent, even murderous. Radio Orpheus, if we had one, would be now beautiful and now terrifying. But we don't have one. What we have are a plethora of internet stations on the one hand and the creaking state broadcasters on the other, many locked into dinosaur practices alien to the rising storm all across not planet Earth, but planet online. Here we are this evening in one of Europe's great broadcasting networks, representing our own traditions and institutions, trying to spread a little light in our economically shattered world. And this, for all our changes, is still the essence of what we do. This is the still point of the turning world, communication. We're a more connected artistic culture than any of the old ways of thinking about art suggests. Because, in the eye of what is happening now on Planet Online, new art and new music are already historical phenomenons. What happens next is up to us. I'm looking forward to it. I'm listening out for it. No labels, no rules, and no fear. Click here.
This from Shells, Lady came to the door. And I said, I'm soliciting for the Irish cause, I said. $1 membership, if you wish to become a member, I said. It's for a very good cause. She said, the Irish never did anything for me. And I'm not obliged to help them. And down the corridor, I could see a lady sitting in an armchair near the stove. From the front. Right away. I said, did you know, I said, about the Battle of Waterloo, madam? She said, what happened there? I said, you don't know any of your French history, do you? So I recited one verse I knew of Waterloo. And the old lady down said, call that girl in here, I want to see her. She said, she's soliciting for the Irish cause. She said, that's a well-deserved cause, she said. She said, you wouldn't be here and neither would I, only for an Irishman saved my father at the Battle of Waterloo. He saved your father, she said. And she said, sit down there, she said, to me, alongside me. Go to the telephone, she said, call up Mrs. Soames. And call up Mrs. So-and-so and tell them that the Irish girl is here, that the Irishman who saved their father, she's a native of Ireland.
Bernard Clark, On My Radio, ein Beitrag des irischen Radios zum Arts Birthday 2014 im Rahmen des EBU Ars Acoustica Austausches. Im Kunstradio hörten Sie heute einen Rückblick auf die weltweiten Feierlichkeiten, die ausgehend von Robert Filius Fluxus-Idee jedes Jahr zum Geburtstag der Kunst stattfinden. Nächste Woche setzen wir diesen akustischen Rückblick fort, Kunstradio, Sonntag, 23:03 Uhr.
Kunstradio.
Radio.
Kunstradio.
Kunstradio.
Kunstradio. Kunstradio.at.
Präsentation Anna Socek, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann, Technik Christian Gortz.